we can finally take the shoes off again after another long winter of discontent. Tomorrow, I'm going to be at Bernie Sanders' rally in Kansas City at 1 o'clock. See you there. Then I will see you in Washington, D.C. shortly thereafter. Regarding this move, I do not expect to hit the city like a bomb or some such thing, but rather to go there and settle in first, before embarking upon this next phase in my life. Considering what I'm proposing, as well, it is best to be and act in a personally conservative manner. In as much a way that I feel comfortable as an individual going forth with these radical changes, but also that we might all adjust accordingly as they come along. This is not to say that my intentions and what must be done and what shall be done must be, I mean, not must, I should say something like it will happen, anyway, semantics. But what that is to come is nonetheless going to come along quite rapidly. As it is the personal conservatism that I have practiced for some while, even to the level of causing derision and ire and amongst the social circles of which I've been a part of, is nonetheless a very important counterbalancing force to the changes that I aim to make on a societal level. Not only that I aim to make, but that all of us aim to make, because I can't do this alone. This is one of many different, very fundamentally altering truths, next steps of sorts that we are all experiencing today. That what we can do with it is to accept them best way we can, and to, in my case, my style of doing such a thing, being deliberate and efficient at the same time. And so, here we are. At a moment, not only myself, but so many of us other radicals, activists, concerned individuals, groups, and in any level of organization that we have that has come to an agreement, we might best and better effect this is the aim of the plan. Again, 10 years I spent research, dialogue, obsessing over it, all of that in order to find a magic bullet. It is accurate, it is real. All the things that I say it would do, it will do. I'm going to make this happen. Now, the sooner the better. I must apologize for my lateness in this respect. I wish I could have done it sooner, but it would appear that it could have only come about in the way that it has so far. And this is not to say that there will not be more suffering, but we will alleviate and avoid the total disaster that has been prophesied before us. And that being contingent upon our adherence to the present paradigm. We jettison that, our adherence to the present paradigm, and we embrace a new world of trust, faith, love, utilizing our collective donation for the betterment of people, not the system. Now I know you're a person, regardless of your class, race, color, creed, gender, sexuality. And you need food, water, shelter, a breathable atmosphere. A functioning ocean, forests, savannas, living, breathing creatures, insects, larger mammals, plants, trees, bees, humanity, all are tied together. For too long, the system has caused excessive damage to all of these systems, the interconnected life support that is this earth. Every day perpetuating this system means that we must have that much more a radical correction to it. To preserve ourselves, to preserve our health, to preserve life on this earth, because the system has become antithetical to life. It has become anti-life. It aims to preserve and expand and grow infinitely on a finite planet. It's not about the people. It's not about life. That's the problem. It is the system. Now, there are ways we can preserve the good that it has wrought, and that is by accepting an end, rationally coming together over a benefit for all the people, not the system, but the people. This is how we do that. 99% of the world's population, folks, 99%, I'm sorry, excuse me, 99% of the United States population is directly benefited by this program, by these three economic propositions. And 100% of the world is indirectly benefited by us taking control of our economic system, which has been a wild goose that we have merely hung from an increasing tightening noose as it flies off into the great blue yonder to our own destruction. We can do better than this. We must, and we shall. Excuse me. In the interests of furthering such a message, I proffer this as well. This is March 8th, 2020. Kira Tufte signing off. See you tomorrow, folks.